The reopening of campus in the fall, and two alumni who are in the news. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, two Tennessee Tech alumni have been in the news this week. Bobby Wilson has been named the Executive Director of the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, and Sam Mattson will be appearing on the game show Jeopardy, and we will talk with each one of those later in the show. But first, we start with a proposal on how Tennessee Tech will have faculty, staff, and students back on campus in the fall. With the goal of safely returning students, faculty, and staff to campus for the fall of 2020 semester, Tennessee Tech began the gradual return of non-faculty employees this week and will continue the phasing in of all employees to campus through the months of May, June, and July. Facilities, custodial, campus police, and other staff have continued to work on campus through the pandemic. Over the past few months, President Phil Oldham, the Cabinet, and the COVID-19 work groups have been diligently planning COVID-19 guidelines for classroom space, student housing, campus health, and PPE sanitizer supply chain issues. President Oldham addressed the reopening of campus during a Board of Trustees meeting earlier this week.
We've been actively working over the last several weeks on what I'll refer to as reopening plans. A lot of details obviously have to go into that, a lot of considerations, running a lot of scenarios, because we don't always know what to expect in the future because the changes are happening so rapidly and we're getting updated information really daily. So we'll continue to make these plans very flexible and very fluid. But we'll release to the campus sort of the high altitude view of those reopening plans. The goal is really clear. The goal is by the end of August to be welcoming 10,000 students back on this campus in as much of a traditional format as possible. That is our goal, and that's what we're going to continue to work to. So over the course of the next 3 months, we will take this in stages. We will do a phased reopening of the campus beginning actually this week with our entire facilities crew came back intact to campus this week to begin the process of making sure that the physical infrastructure of the campus is in good order and that we can begin making whatever necessary modifications to the campus are deemed necessary for the health and safety of all employees and eventually to all the students as well. Over the course of June, we will incrementally reintroduce all the non-faculty staff back to the campus. Each vice president has been given the opportunity to determine for their division what the best phasing schedule should be for their staff, because it varies a little bit by functional area. And so they have developed those plans. They either have already informed their staffs of those plans or are in the process of doing so now. And so beginning next week after Memorial Day, all non-faculty staff will start being reintroduced to the campus, and that will continue for approximately the next 5 weeks in stages. So the goal there is to have essentially all the non-faculty staff back on campus by the return after 4th of July, so that we can begin reopening the campus to external visitors, most notably summer orientation sessions for new students. That will begin in the middle of July. Those will be groups sizes of 300 or 400 at a time. The plan would be to keep them in smaller groupings at that point in time, not all 400 at once in one setting, spread out a little bit around campus, but it would give us an opportunity to validate some of the campus modifications that we've put in place through the month of June with hand sanitizer and cleaning regimens, face masks, other types of protective equipment that would be called for to keep the campus safe at that time. Residence halls will open for fall semester August 20th, and then fall semester classes are scheduled to begin August 24th. So it's a whole ramp up period throughout the summer. Give us time to test out a lot of these modifications that we're making along the way and try to ensure that everybody is safe and healthy in the process. Clearly, based on how this virus behaves, a lot of this is going to fall on personal responsibility of everyone involved to take care of their personal health and to self-isolate when appropriate. And so we will take steps to try to encourage and ensure that happens with employees and students. And we're encouraging employees as they come back to campus, if they're in high risk groups or have health concerns with themselves or family members, that we will work with individuals to ensure that they can continue to work remotely wherever possible as well. So it's not a one size fits all by any means. We're gonna take this fairly slowly and judiciously and work with individuals for their special needs as they arise. But again, the goal is to work toward having students back on campus at the end of August.
The entire board meeting can be viewed on YouTube. Just go to tintech.edu/board/meetings to find the link.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, Bobby Wilson has been named Executive Director of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. The appointment was made following a unanimous vote by the 13-member Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission. Wilson earned 2 degrees from Tennessee Tech, with a Bachelor's of Science in 1976 and a Master's in 1980. And joining us now is Tennessee Tech alum Bobby Wilson, who was recently named the TWRA Executive Director. And Bobby, congratulations. I'm sure this is a very exciting appointment for you.
Thank you, buddy. It is exciting. There's a lot of challenges that are ahead, but also some exciting times that I'm looking forward to that ahead.
Well, let's talk about the obvious question, and that was, when did you graduate from Tech, and what took you to Tech in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I was a pre-med major coming out of high school, and I went to Memphis State for my freshman year. And while I was at Memphis, I went to visit my cousin who was going to Tennessee Tech, and was just thumbing through with catalog there, and I saw that they had a degree in wildlife management. I said, that's for me. So I transferred to Tech the end of the semester into the next fall. And then, so I got my BS degree in wildlife management in 1976. I stayed out about a year and a half trying to get a job in the wildlife field. Mm-hmm. And it just, I had a few part-time jobs here and there, but I ended up going back to Tennessee Tech in 1978. To work for the Tennessee Cooperative Fishery Research Unit.
Okay.
And while I was there working full time, I was also able to get my master's degree in fisheries management, and finished it in 1980, and then went to work for Tennessee Wildlife in 1980. So.
Wow. Yep. Well, so what has your career been like in the TWRA? I mean, obviously it has spanned, quite a few years, and now I'm sure there's been a lot of things that you've been able to experience and do, and I'm sure it's been a joy.
It's been a dream come true, really. And if you ever talk to any TWRA employee, they'll tell you the same thing. It's like I never dread going to work a day, never have. And Sundays are just another day. In fact, my early part of my career, I would look forward to Sundays because it meant I could go back to work on Monday. It really was that good of an experience. But most of my career has been in fisheries. until about the last five, and I was the deputy director, which encompassed fisheries, wildlife, and law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just recently selected to move up another notch to be over everything. But it's been a great career, great people to work with. It's flown by. It's just, I look back and it does seem like a long time ago, but it sure didn't seem like it took long to go 40 years.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you'll be doing now as the executive director?
I don't know, there's the typical things of having to meet with folks on a different level with not as much with the governor's office, but some with national leaders and national programs like the Association of Fish and Wildlife Service and the Southeastern Association of Fish and Wildlife Service, meet with other directors from other states. And then they look at things on a national scale, and then they get together and talk about stuff that happens in their state. And we talk about our issues, and sometimes we get together and kind of hash them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But really just overseeing the agency fiscally, make sure we're in good shape financially. And right now we're okay. And we've had a really good spring. And I really thank our Governor Bill Lee, for declaring that hunting and fishing is an essential outdoor activity.
Right.
Because we've had lots of people out fishing. We've had lots of people out turkey hunting, and the weather's, we've had one of the best springs I can remember in a long time. It was kind of cool here and there, but overall it was a great spring.
Yeah.
And everybody just loved it and really enjoyed the outdoors, which we're thankful for. And a lot of activities like soccer leagues and softball kids leagues and everything were canceled. And so those kids were able to get outdoors and really enjoy what we try to promote. And that's for the kids to get outdoors more.
Has, I don't know, maybe the mission of the TWRA, has it changed at all in the 40 years that you've been involved in it?
Not really. I mean, of course, I think we've changed our mission statement a little bit. But overall, we're one of the things that we're trying to include more in how we look at things is wildlife observation, because not everybody likes to hunt or fish. Mm-hmm. But we still want the support for those people to go out and really appreciate the wildlife in Tennessee, even though they may not hunt or fish them. That's fine, because our agency is responsible for the management of all wildlife animals, including those that you can't hunt. So we that's one thing that we've really focused on more in the last probably 20 years than we did the first 15 or 20.
Now, I know we were talking about setting up an interview, and you'd been out fishing. Do you have a particular type of fishing that you like to do?
I like to do it all, really. I've tried. My bucket list was to try to catch every species that we have in Tennessee. And I think I think I have pretty much. But I do it all from bass fishing in a pond or bluegill fishing, crappie. One of the few that I don't really do a lot of is walleye fishing. I like to do more of that, and mm-hmm. some striped bass fishing. But I've caught a lake trout. I've caught the southern Appalachian strain, the brook trout up in the high mountains of the Smoky Mountains, and I caught catfish in the Mississippi River and gravel catfish at Watchbar Lake. So I just enjoy it all, being in the fishery side of things. And I'm a hunter, too. I enjoy hunting. I go out west. I started going out west a little bit and bow hunting for elk, because archery is one of my favorite ways to hunt. And mm-hmm. I enjoy turkey hunting and rabbit hunting, of course, deer hunting. So dove hunting. It's not much hunting I don't like to do. Waterfowl, some. I'm not a really good waterfowl hunter, but I usually go a couple times a year.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that draws students to Tennessee Tech are the lakes that surrounds the Upper Cumberland, and that's included in this area. And I'm sure this is probably a very rich area for fishing, for hunting, and really it's just a beautiful area when you consider all the lakes that are around here.
You're correct, buddy. I think the very first day that I got to Cookeville, Tennessee Tech, I drove up to Willow Grove Resort on Del Hall Lake and just had a raft and just floated out there in the water and just absorbed the beauty on a really beautiful fall day and fished some. I don't think I caught a fish, but I still just enjoyed the Center Hill Lake and all the other lakes that are close there and the streams and the surrounding area and the state parks that are there. It's just incredible, the wildlife that's down there. I used to hunt big bottoms in Jackson County, and I don't know. I didn't really want to leave Cookeville. When I got my master's, I wanted to find a job there somehow, somewhere, sure. But I couldn't, so I had to go somewhere. But it's it got a lot of fond memories of Tennessee Tech and of Cookeville area and the people that live up there. And let me say one other thing too about Tech and its wildlife and fisheries program. It's probably when we hire students out of universities in Tennessee, we hire from about three. One of them is UT Martin. Mm-hmm. One of them is UT Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And the other is Tennessee Tech. We get a lot of good employees. A lot of employees come from Tennessee Tech, and especially a lot of our fisheries employees come from Tennessee Tech.
And that was kind of leading me to another question, is how important is it in this day and time for institutions like Tennessee Tech to be training up those potential employees?
It's huge. We have to have that. I mean, like I said, the students that come from Tech, really in the bigger level of things for our biologist type levels, we kind of look at UT Knoxville as being, they're more of a leader in the wildlife research. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. Tennessee Tech provides some good research. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not good, but
sure.
But Tennessee Tech has probably got, with the Cooperative Fishery Research Unit, it's probably the leader in the fisheries research world. So, and UT Knoxville also does fisheries research too. I'm not trying to say either one of them's not good, but I'm just saying there's a little bit step higher with the fisheries part with Tech on research, and then the wildlife side goes to UT Knoxville.
Great.
With research.
Visiting with Bobby Wilson, who is a Tennessee Tech alum, who was named the TWRA Executive Director. I'm sure you're going to be excited when you get to report to work on June 1st. Anything that you're going to do between now and then, maybe get some more fishing in?
Yeah, I think I probably need it. I'd love to be able to go fishing as much as I can between now and June 1st. My days are filling up quick, because after June 1st, I think things are going to get pretty hectic.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new appointment, and good luck to you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Carl.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, Sam Madsen is putting his knowledge of various subjects on the line for all the world to see this Tuesday when Madsen competes on the game show Jeopardy. Madsen, a native of Cookeville and a graduate of Tennessee Tech who teaches at Cookeville High School, was one of 15 teachers picked to compete in the 2020 Teachers Tournament on Jeopardy. I gotta ask you, man, is Alex Trebek the real deal? Does he really know all this stuff?
Well, he is a smart guy. Does he know all this stuff? I don't know, but he sure seems like he does know quite a bit.
So I know your episode is going to air on Tuesday, and you can't say a whole lot about it, but just talk a little bit about the process that you went through to even be able to get on Jeopardy.
Well, I guess about a year and a half ago, I took an online test, and I did well enough on that to get called in for an audition, which was in May of 2019, and that was in Nashville. So I went and auditioned, and I never really expected to get called into the show. There were probably 40 other people in the audition with me, and everybody was competent and smart, and probably could have gotten a call. So I think I was pretty lucky to get the call. I heard from Jeopardy in January this year, and they called and asked if I wanted to come out and participate on the teachers tournament. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, I was able to do that before COVID-19 really shut everything down.
And to go out to California, you know, what was that like once you got out there?
I've been to California a few times, so it wasn't the weather was pretty awesome. We actually stayed pretty busy. We were basically on set for a good chunk of the time we were there, or basically in the studio. So we didn't get to do a lot of sightseeing. I do have some family who lives out there. I did get to see them, which was a nice little bonus to being able to go out there.
So are you a big Jeopardy fan, or do you play Trivial Pursuit? I mean, is trivia just something that you love and really use as a hobby, or just something you like to do?
Well, I actually don't really watch Jeopardy. I haven't had a TV in quite a while. And I mean, I guess I've watched some on like my computer via some of the streaming platforms like Netflix and Hulu. But I did Quiz Bowl in high school, and we were pretty good in high school. I coach the academic team now at Cookeville High School. So I've always enjoyed it. I tend to like the academic kind of trivia better on the academic subjects. I don't do quite as well with pop culture. So I guess that's sort of my background with trivia. I do enjoy going out and playing pub trivia too. And hopefully we'll be able to do that again sometime soon.
Well, I know you, like you said, you started in Quiz Bowl at Cookeville High School. And what was the decision for you to go to Tennessee Tech, having lived in Cookeville and gone to Cookeville High School?
Well, I actually went to Furman University for a couple of years right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that really wasn't the best fit for me. But I came back. And actually, I started coaching soccer when I came back, and that kind of kept me here. But Tennessee Tech wound up being a great school. I wound up getting 3 degrees from Tennessee Tech in history, Spanish, and English. And I had great experiences in all three programs. The professors were fantastic, and I learned a whole lot, and it really helped me prepare for, you know, my career as a teacher.
Yeah, that's great. And so now that you're a teacher at Cookeville High School, do you help kids when they're trying to decide, you know, what avenue to go to? Do you kind of steer them toward Tennessee Tech, or at least tell them the benefits of your alma mater?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing that Tech is renowned for is, it's a very affordable school. Students graduate with very little debt. And I encourage students, at least for undergrad, why rack up a ton of debt?
Right.
Why pursue a legacy school? When you can go to Tennessee Tech, get a great education, make good grades, and prepare yourself when it's time to go off to graduate school, perhaps for somewhere that or for a program that maybe Tech doesn't offer, then you can look for that bigger school. So I always try to encourage that option. I think it's also valuable to get away from, you know, if you're from Cookeville, it's probably valuable to get away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that Tech offers is, they have some good study abroad programs. So that's an option for that as well.
Yeah. Do you still keep up with any of your instructors that you had when you were at Tennessee Tech?
Occasionally. We'll run into each other out in town. Interestingly, I had one of my students this past year was the class that I taught her. Her dad basically taught me how to teach.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was pretty cool. I haven't had a whole lot of situations like that, but that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to your Jeopardy experience. So there was 15 teachers competing for $100,000 grand prize, and so what can you tell us about the experience without giving anything away?
Well, it was a lot of fun. There were some very, very smart people on the show, and interestingly, we've kind of kept up, and we've had some Zoom. We actually get together once a week and play trivia over Zoom. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
As for the show itself, it's to be honest, the whole thing is kind of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
You're in there, you're filming, the games come and go very quickly. Your adrenaline's pumping, and you know, you're competing, and I guess when you're in that sort of competition mindset, time kind of ceases to exist, and you're just in that moment. So it really was a whirlwind. I can't really remember a whole lot of specifics about, the competition itself. Some of the questions I answered, I don't remember.
Did you have categories where you're like, oh yeah, this is, I'm gonna really, you know, do great in this category, and then there were some where like, oh, I don't even want to, you know, participate in this?
Well, I figured on the literature, the history, geography, those kinds of categories, I would do pretty well with.
Mm-hmm.
If it was something like Broadway musicals, I was probably going to struggle. Oscar winners, I'm probably not going to do as well on as I would with, you know, like Russian literature or something like that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, has this sparked an interest of participating in more game shows, or is this your 15 minutes of fame?
This probably will be my 15 minutes of fame. I don't know. I mean, again, like I never expected to actually get on the show to begin with. So I think there's a thing that like all the game shows get together and they're like, you can't participate in more than one game show in X amount of time.
Oh, okay.
So I probably would have to wait a little while anyway.
Sure.
And they're not really filming any game shows right now anyway. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll give Who Wants to Be a Millionaire a run someday.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, Sam Mattson, a Tennessee Tech graduate, currently a Cookeville High School teacher. Your episode will air on Tuesday, May 26th at 5 p.m. on Nashville's Fox 17. We encourage everybody to tune in and see how Sam did. And anything else you want to add?
Hopefully I do Cookeville proud.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will. You do Tennessee Tech and Cookeville proud. So, Sam, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech for today this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.